V'kasher kol al hadeos v'hadvarim hechel lechaber ha-mishnah. So we were talking last week about from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rav Yehuda HaNasi. So Rav Yehuda HaNasi collected all the deos, all the dvarim, and he started to be mechaber the Mishnah. She kolelis perish kol ha-mitzvos ha-ksubos ba-torah. So what did he include? Mehen kabalos mikubalos mipi Moshe alav shalom. Some of them were the perusha mikubalim, things that were received. Umehen deos hutziun b'derech svarav ein alayim machlokes. Umehen deos shenafal alayim machlokes bin shtei asvaros because of oson b'machlokosayim. So what did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi record in the Mishnah? Certain things that were mikubal according to everyone. Certain things that weren't mikubal. When I say mikubal, I don't mean only that they were accepted by everyone, but things that were mikubal. Things that were transmitted from Moshe, that's the first category. The second category are things that they were motzi b'derach asvara, meaning the yud gil mido shatar nedreshes bohem, and everyone agreed on the analysis. And then, deo shenaflo leam machlokas bein shtei asvaros because of osam machlokosei, and things that were not unanimously agreed upon, but rather were still subject to machlokas, and therefore he recorded those with their machloksim. Ploni omer kach, uploni omer kach. Let's say you had Rabbanan hold one way and Rabbi Yehuda holds a different way. Or Rabbi Shimon holds a different way and the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, the Chachamim hold differently. So why in that situation did he record it? Because the halacha is halacha k'rabim. Excuse me. Okay, yeah, I'm okay. Thanks. So still, nechtavim divrei echad v'divrei harabim. So still, he would write both. V'nasa davar ahu le'inyanim mo'ilim mo'od. V'nisker b'mishnah v'edius. So the reason why he did this was, yeah, I think that would kill me if I drank. So the reason why he did that, the reason why he wrote this down, even though it was the halachos with the rabbim, was for very important reasons. And they're mentioned in the Mishnah in Eidius, he says. V'hu, v'anias kareim, and I will mention them quickly here. Aval achrei ikar gadol re'isi l'zachro. So I'll tell you them, but I first need to give you very important information. So he is now going to go on another tangent for like 10 pages, until he gets back to this point of why he wrote the opinions of the Yachid, even though the Rabbim were Cholek and Halachas like the Rabbim. So, this one, this is a very, very important side point, even for our discussion. So let's see. V'anias kareim, aval achrei ikar gadol reisi lezachar b'hu, sheyuchal adam lomar imhein perushei ha-Torah, kfi asher yasadnu mikubal mipi Moshe, kmo shamarom b'divreihem, kol ha-Torah nemru kol osel prato v'tuktukei ha-Misinai. In Cain, ma elu halachos yichidos shenamar ben halacha Moshe Misinai. He said, I need to explain to you something. If everything is coming from Moshe, and if we have something called Perusha Mekubalim, which are things that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, and in fact, if all the Torah we say about it, everything, its klalos and its pratos, were said at Sinai, so what is this category of things that we call halacha Moshe Misinai? What is that exactly? And this is something very, very important that you have to understand. What is this unique category of things called Halacha Moshe Misinai? V'hu. When it comes to Perushim HaMikubalim Mipi Moshe, when it comes to things that are Perushim Mikubalim, Kemo She'amarnu Midivrehem, Ein Machlokas Bahem Bishum Panim. There's no Machlokas about Perushim Mikubalim. Sharei Me'oz Bi'ad atal o'matzano machlokas shenafalo b'zman min azmanim mi'amos Moshe bi'ad Rav Ashi from Moshe Rabbeinu until the end of the Gemara. Bein ha'chachamim shomer, no one said ha'motzi ayin chaveru yotzi yu es eino. Nobody said that really if you poke out someone's eye, we'll poke out your eye, because it says ayin b'ayin. V'yomar ha'sheni, and then someone else came and said, no, eino elo kofre b'vad, shechayev lo seis. No, you don't have to actually poke out his eye, you just pay money instead. There is no such machlokas like that anywhere in Shas. V'lo matzanu gam kein machlokas b'mesh amar akosif priyetz hadar. There's no machlokas ad shomer echad shu esrog. Like that one opinion would say that it's an esrog. And one says it's a chabushim or a rimon, some other type of fruit. There is no machlokas like that. Right. A kumquat. There is no machlokas about what is a priyetz hadar. One says an esrog and one says a kumquat. There's no machlokas like that. Everybody knows that it's an esrog. Why? And everybody knows that if you poke someone's eye out, you pay money. Because these are perushim mikubalim. They're explanations of the Torah that were mikubal from Moshe Rabbeinu. And here's some more examples. V'lo matzano gamke machlokas be'itz avos, that it's a hadas. V'lo matzano machlokas be'dibrei akoso v'katzo says kapa, that it's payment. We don't chop off her arm, we just make her pay. V'lo b'mesh amar akosu v'bas ish kohen ki seichel is nos bo'esh tisaref. Shezo ha'gzeira ein lanu ligzorosa elem tia eishas ish akol parim. It says v'bas ish kohen, if she's mezane, so she gets the death penalty. Now it doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk that she's a married woman. You might just think any time a kohen's daughter is messing around, so she gets the death penalty. But Chazal had a perish mekubal that it's only if she's married. V'chein gzeres hakosav b'nara she lo matzula b'sulim she yisakluha lo matzanu cholek ba mimosha v'yad ata al misha amar she zeh lo yiyya ela im haista eishas ish fe'idu edem aleha. Doesn't say in the pasuk, but it has to be a woman who has gone through kiddushin, erusin, their edem, she'achar kiddushin, zonsa be'edem, and there was hasra. So those are all details of this halacha that it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk. But they're perushim mikubalim. Ukiyotze behen bichlal hamitzvos, ein machlokas b'hem. Shekulam perushim mikubalim ipi Moshe. That's the rule when it comes to perushim mikubalim, that there is no machlokas. V'aleihem v'al domehem, that's what Chazal meant in the Sifri and Bahar when it said, Kol haTorah nemru klaleha pratel v'tuktukeha misinai. And the Torah tells us in the Sifri that the whole Torah was received with all of its details. It all came from Moshe. It's not referring to all of Torah. It's referring to these perushim mikubalim. Aval, afal pishe mikubalim ve'im achlokas bohem, harehi michachmas ha-Torah nesun alonu, shenu chalotzi menel perushim miderech medarkei asfaros. This is a very important point. But, even though it's a perush mikubal, it's something that chachmas ha-Torah gives us the ability to arrive at it through analysis. Whether it's svara, or asmachdos, or rayos, or remozim in the pasuk. According to the Rambam, many of the halachos that we take for granted, and the Gemara even darshens them in order to arrive at them, we knew them already. The rabbis weren't figuring them out on their own. They already knew the halachos. But Hashem gave us the midos shetar nedreshes b'hem, so we can use those midos to arrive at the din. So when Chazal learn a limud, it could be that they already had a perish mekubal. Something to have a machlokas. How do we know that you need edim in this situation? So this one brings this raya, this one brings this raya. It's only a machlokas about how to find an indication to it in the pasuk. But the din, that's not a machlokas, that's something that's a perish mekubal.
When you say kol haTorah, that's only in the Sibri thing, that's only referring to the halakha.
It's only referring to the perish mekubalim misina.
Why would it say kol haTorah?
So he says that that statement has to be understood, that that was referring to all of the Torah, meaning all of the Perusha Mikubalim. Not doesn't mean all of Torah Kula. I mean, we obviously know that can't be. Right? There are halachos that Rav Moshe Feinstein spoke about that weren't, you know, given it at Sinai, klala prata v'tiktukah. Now, I know you're going to tell me what I mean, but isn't there a chazal that say every question that a Talmud's going to end up asking his Rav was said over in Har Sinai? So the Rambam is not taking that approach. The Rambam's approach is that there was a certain amount of Torah that was given over at Har Sinai, and it wasn't Rove of Torah. But what was given with that were the tools to analyze the Torah. And a lot of the analysis, a lot of the Gemaras that we're reading, that was the Rabbanim later trying to figure out the halacha from the Torah, trying to arrive at the halacha, even though they already had a tradition of what the halacha was. When you see the Amoraim and the Tanoim and the Gemara arguing, you know, with logic, he brings a perfect example. The Gemara even asks, Ulay rimonim ochabushim ozulasim, and it ends up bringing a raya. No, how do we know that it's an esrog? Because it says priates hadar. So, what does that mean? Eit shatam eitzo upir yoshavim. That's one opinion. And there's another opinion. V'yamar acher pri hadar. What's priates hadar? Hadar. Hadar, that it lives, bilonos mishana l'shana. It's not all harvested at the same time, but it's able to have a multi-year growth process. V'yamar acher, and another opinion says, a pri which is dar, al kol mayim. Again, playing on the word hadar. And there are different opinions there in the Gemara. None of them are actually entertaining the possibility that it's a apple or a kumquat or a whatever else he said, a rimon. But they're arguing over how to arrive at it through analysis of the Torah. Ilu arayos lo heviu mipnei shenishtabei shaleim inyan. It's not because they're unclear or they made a mistake or they have a suffix about what it is. Ad shenodu lehem until, oh, now I found this raya. Now I know it's an esrog. Avari ra'inu below suffix. Yoshua v'arata, we saw without a doubt from Yoshua until now that the esrog that everybody was taking with the lulav b'chol shana v'ein bo machlokas, everybody knew it was an esrog. Aval chakru al haremez animtza b'kosav v'zeh perishim mekubo, but they were looking for the hint in the psukim that would point to this perish hamekubo. So this is a category. One category of Torah is perishim mekubalim. That's the name of the category. V'chein hi ra'ayasim al hadas. And there are rayas regarding the dinei yevarim, bonish mamon, that you don't really cut off her hand, you don't really poke out his eye, but he pays mamon. Fuma shechayev mishe hish chis aver me evrei chaveru v'rayosim gamken abas ish kohen she eishes ish. Again, the same thing, the halacha that eishes kohen is only given sreifa if she's an eishes ish. V'chol ha'dome lezeh noeg rak al ha'ikra zeh. V'zeh inyum ha'sh amru kloloseha uprateha. Rotze lomar. He says that it's such a total different reading of this Maimar Chazal. We think klala prata means all the details of the halacha. He says it's a reference to the tool called klalu prat. All of the Torah was said through klalu prat, meaning that you could use the Yud Gimel Midos in order to arrive at them. So all of those things that can be arrived at with the Yud Gimel Midos, those were all given to Moshe. So that's the first category. So Johnny, I saw I had a question, and then you. Go ahead.
Oh, when we have a
Halacha Moshe Sinai, we didn't talk about Halacha Moshe Sinai yet.
What?
We didn't talk about Halacha Moshe Sinai yet. These are Perushim Mikubalim. This is not Halacha Moshe Sinai. This is category number one. Category number one is Perushim Mekubalim. We're about to get to Halacha Moshe Sinai.
If you can use like all like the Shloshei Midos like to do all these things like to figure everything out
to arrive at these
try these things. So wouldn't it want to ideally be like flawless like log like something that's not as like duplicate like sometimes some of the things that we see that are like.
So that's what I'm saying. Like we're not doing them because of the Limud. We're doing them, and we accept their truth because we receive them from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right, but sometimes they're not so... Like, there's cute little things that, like... But they're not necessarily like, oh, that I see how you got there. Like, it makes so much
sense. It could be that we have not yet arrived at the right logic.
Okay.
It could be, I don't know what the other possibilities are. If something... You know, it could be that you just don't realize that it's
right.
not Dachuk. You think
right.
it's Dachuk.
Okay.
But if you really are very good and you feel it's Dachuk, it could be that maybe... You know, if you were an Amora... And you thought a different Amora was Dachuk, so you can come up with your own. Use your own Mido Shator and Adreshus plan.
These things that are Pirush Mikabalim,
yeah.
We learned them from the 13 years, or they were
No, we
learned
learn them from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara in Erevin, when he taught over all the halachos.
So what does that do to your Gil Midas?
Because not only were they given to us as an oral tradition, but they're also things that Hashem wrote the Torah in a way that if we use the Mido Shator and Adreshus plan, we can arrive at them on our own also. Yeah.
Is there any explanation why certain things were taught over as Perushim Mekubalim?
As opposed to other categories? No, I'm not sure. I never saw anything. To explain why... So all of these are going to be Dioraisa. Meaning, even if he might call something Divrei Sofrim, because it's not explicit, it's learned out from a Midoshat, it's still all going to have the same status. And there won't be an Afkamina in terms of a Suffolk, do you go Lakula, as opposed... They're all Dioraisas. Okay? V'kulam afal pishe mekubalam mipi Moshe lo ne'amar malach Moshe Sinai. That's for you, Johnny. Everything we just talked about, these are not halach Moshe Sinai. She'en lo mar priya tadar hu esrog halach Moshe Sinai. Or chovah b'chaveru mishali mamon, that's halach Moshe Sinai. She'kvar nizbar lo mish'elu ha'perushim kulam mipi Moshe v'yesh lehem r'mazim b'mikra, because they are hinted to in the Torah. O yotzio sam b'derach midarkei asvaro. Or they were arrived at, they can either remez or straight up logic. Kamosha Amarnu. The Alkane. Kol Dover. This is category number two. Kol Dover Sh'ein lo remez b'mikra. V'einu niksharbo. But something that does not have any remez in the mikra. And there's no way to arrive at it through analysis. Iyaf shel hotziyam b'derach midarkei asvara. Olov levado nemar halacha Moshe Misinai. These are things that are called halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai are things that we only know them because we receive them, and there is no hint to them in the Torah. Now I'm going to use the word hint very gently because of what he's about to say. Ubishvil ze, and therefore when we say in the Gemara in Sukkah, Shiurim Halacha Moshe Misinai, that all Shiurim are Halacha Moshe Misinais, you're going to ask me, Hikshu Aleinu, but doesn't it say Mipnei Mata Omer Shem Halacha Moshe Misinai? Why are you calling them that? V'yinei Shiurim are near Mazalayim B'pasuk. There is a hint to them because the Gemara in Sukkah there darshins Eretz Chita Seorah Gefen Te'ena Rimon Eretz Zeishemenu Devash, and it learns on each one of those things that each one is a shear, like an etzem Kisora is the shear of Tumah, and the size of a te'ena is the amount, koseves agasa is another halacha, one of these shiurim. So the Gemara there in Sukkah learns out shiurim, zayas is a kezayas, zay shemen. The Gemara in Sukkah learns out from this whole pasuk, or hint, all the different shiurim that we have. So how can you tell me that it's not hinted to a halacha Moshe Misinai? This is such a classic example of halacha Moshe Misinai. Yeah, you hear the question? Tehei atshuva, the answer is it is, and you can't learn them out from the Torah. And ain lam remez b'chol haTorah, and they don't even have a remez. Aval nismechazos haMitzvah l'zeh pasuk l'simin. The pasuk is just a mnemonic device. It's just a simin. Kadeshia noda v'nizkar, in order that you remember it. But eino me'inyan akasuk. Meaning, when you're darshening out one of the perusha mikubalim, you're able to make a drasha on a word in order to say that that is part of the intent of the pasuk. So to say a pre-eitz hadar is called a pre-eitz hadar because it's a pre, which is dar on the eitz, so then that's something that's in the pasuk. But to say, well, we've got eight shiurim, one starts with an aleph, and one starts with a beis, and one starts with a gimel. So let's find a pasuk that has aleph, beis, and gimel in it, and use that as the source. That's not a source. That's just a mnemonic device. There's nothing about the pasuk Eretz Chita Seora to have any indication that these are shiurim, the different shears of things in Torah. It's just that we use it as a mnemonic device. Right? You know what a mnemonic device is? Rainbow? What's rainbow?
No, there is a device.
My very educated mother. What's that?
Yellow, green, blue.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very nice. Wow, look at this guy. Shenevek guy. What's the one for the planets? You know, like my very educated mother just taught us nine planets. You know that?
Mars, Venus.
Mars, right. My very educated mother. Okay, so, or Hamagaish. Or what did you say? What's Hamagaish?
Zman Nakat.
Hamagaish. Yad Shachadam, right. We're familiar with what I'm talking about? Hamagaish is the order of what brachas anenin comes first. Hamagaish, Hamotzi, what?
Yaknahaz.
Mizonos, Yaknahaz, right. So these are mnemonics. What? Yeah, those are mnemonics, exactly. So, Vizeo Inyan, and he says, this is what it's called when we say Kras Smachta Biyama, the Chol Mokum Shias Karu. Whenever it says this is an Asmachta, it doesn't mean that there's a source for it in the Torah. Asmachta means that they were so mechit onto the pasuk. Now you should know there's a ritva in Rosh Hashanah where the ritva writes that anyone who says that an asmachta is just a mnemonic device is an apikoros. Now, what exactly is this a machlokas between the ritva or the Rambam, or is they referring to something else? Meaning, there's certain things that are mnemonic devices and certain things that are not mnemonic devices. So that's not our inyan right now. You should just know about that ritva. I think it's on Daf Chavtes and. In Rosh Hashanah, people like to talk about that Ritva and this Rambam.
Meaning, if you're learning Rosh Hashanah, you get up to that Ritva, so you always talk about this Rambam. And is this Rambam a machlokas? Is it not a machlokas? But Lamaisa, what he says, seems to say here, is that there are Perushim Mekubalim. Perushim Mekubalim, you can darshan them. I'm using that word purposely now. No hint. You can darshan them in the Pasuk. Or find a remez for them. Now, a remez, we're not going to translate as a hint. Remez is a question. The Gemara every once in a while says, remez leidim zom in menatoro, and daf bezim and bez of makos. Or, in the end of Kiddushin, remez le iser yichud, minatora minayim. It's machlokas Rambam and Ramban in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos and the Ramban Sasagos there, if remez means dioraisa or not. From here, it sounds like it's a dioraisa, remez, because these are perushim mekubalim, they're dioraisas. But we also have to realize, as we've pointed out, this was written in Arabic, so it's hard to know exactly which word the Rambam used. But at least in our edition here, it says remez. But perushim mekubalim are things that, and I'll use the word darshan, you can darshan them from the pasuk. You can make a drusha, I don't mean like a Shabbos, you know, davening drusha, I don't mean like the rabbi's drusha, I mean you can make a drusha, you can darshan it from the pasuk. As opposed to the halacha mishmi sinais, they have no source. And if you find a gemara that's giving a source, it's just an asmachta bi'alma. The gemara will often say about a derabanan, it's an asmachta bi'alma. That's why you have to wonder, what does Ritva mean by that? Asmachta doesn't really mean a device, a... Smachta bi'alma sounds like it means, it's really din derabanan, but asmuchu akra. Right? Whenever you have a machlokas about whether a din is diraisa or derabanan, so one of the first questions is, well, is there a source in the Gemara? So the one who holds that it's diraisa is going to say, the source is the source, that's why it's diraisa. The one that's going to hold it's derabanan, what's going to say about the source? Smachta bi'alma. It's not really the source, they found the pasuk to like remember it by, so they connected it to that. No, they're diraisa, but they have no source in the Torah because they were given over straight to Moshe. So there are two things given over to Moshe. Some of them have sources within the Torah, and some of them do not. And now, as this question becomes a significant question of, well, is there like a rule? Like, how did Hashem decide which things he was going to give a source for and which things he's not going to give a source for? So now the Rambam does something. What time is it? 28. Okay, good. 10 minutes, though. V'ani asadir b'kan rov adinim shenemar b'hem. I want to see how many weeks I can make that joke in a row and people still laugh. You didn't, but Zev did, so I'm going to keep going. V'ani asadir b'kan rov adinim shenemar b'hem. I didn't even get a laugh at you for that. Wow, you're tough. Okay, so...
You learned a lesson.
Yeah, I heard you're much tamer this year.
I did not hear.
Oh, really? No?
I wasn't sure with him last year, but yours.
Oh, okay. I asked Rav Reich a few weeks ago, so maybe
would
you
know because nobody's in the shiur than I okay. last year.
So v'ani asadir b'kan rov adinim shnei marbim. The Rambam says, I'm going to make you a list now of all of the halachah moshe misinais. Halachah moshe misinais. V'efshur shi'akol, and maybe it's all of them, says the Rambam. Right? It's interesting. You know, he says it like that. I'll make a list of halachah moshe misinais, and it might be all of them. And you'll see what I'm talking about. She'ein mehem afilu achas shotziu midarach hasvara. Not one of them, you'll see, is there a source for that you can really learn it out. And the only connection will be in a smachta. And you're going to see that regarding none of these, did anyone ever suggest a svara? Oh, hey, view alein rayos. No one brings a raya. El lekuchen mipi Moshe. They're all straight from Moshe. K'moshe tzivo samakadosh baruch hu v'eluhein. And now he's going to give us a list of like 50 halacha moshe misinai. So we'll pick up from here. It's Hashem. Next week, and the big machlokas between where the famous tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer, where he claims that the Rambam left off a nice amount of halacha moshe misinai, and argues with Rambam about that. Okay.
They're
going to be five. No, today we did two. Perushim Mekubalim and halacha moshe misinai.